And good afternoon. It is Wednesday, May 27th of 2020. And I'm off work, footloose and fancy free. Well, not really. But it is Guy's Daily Drive. So glad that you are all here. A couple of people live, and whoever watches this after the fact on this beautiful, what's looking to be a reasonably beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're looking at temps in the 70s, yeah. Partly cloudy skies. No, it's actually, this is like gorgeous weather. I love this kind of weather. It's not so hot that I'm like baking inside of the car, because if the AC goes up too high, then you guys can hear it, and I've got enough ambient noise already playing in the background for Guy's Daily Drive, since I'm just using the phone's microphone instead of all of the different solutions I tried coming up with before, and as it turns out, not a real huge shock. The best solution turned out to be the one that was already built in. Who would have guessed that? All right, on a different note altogether, I was talking last week about how I wanted to make some changes to the Vert Shark website, which is where I kind of pump all of this content through from YouTube over to my own personal website, so you can watch and or listen to it there, or go over to YouTube and like, share, subscribe. If you missed it, like, share, subscribe. Throat is dry. The only problem was the website design that I had been using ever since I started Vert Shark was just so... It was awful. It was just bad. I don't know why I chose that design. I thought maybe at the time that I wanted to have like bright flashing colors and ways to view content that was, you know, well, here's some audio and here's some video and here you can go over here to do this and do that. And as it turned out, all of these different ways to go and view the content just made for an extremely messy site. And the colors that I had chosen that I first thought were so eye-catching were more of the eye-bleeding variety. I think it was just awful all the way around. So for the last couple weeks, one great thing about WordPress, number one, there is a ton of free templates that you can look through. And even better than that, you can take your existing site, once you've downloaded the template, you can take your existing site and preview it. It's not going to be exactly how you may or may not want your site to look, but it'll give you a general idea of what the website will look like with all of your content in it. So I chose a new one, and it's a single column for content view, and then there's a right-hand side widget bar with, you know, search and Vert Shark Twitter stuff, and, you know, I mean, just some general little things. But it's a much pared down, much easier to look at site, and the colors aren't so, you know, grab you by the face and slam it into the slam it into a telephone pole kind of look. So I'm pretty happy with that for now. I mean, here's the thing. It's so easy to change out themes in WordPress that before I even get done tweaking this one, I may change my mind and switch to something else. A couple of things that I'm also doing, I'm trying to automate, I talked about this before, I'm trying to automate as best as I can when I put stuff on the website to then, sorry, when I put stuff like in YouTube or in Podbean for the audio stuff, to have it automatically create posts over in WordPress, in my WordPress site. And that hasn't quite worked out the way I wanted it to. If This Then That for YouTube works, and it pushes it over, but it doesn't have the content in the format that I want. So what I'm having it do instead is it brings over the link, it brings over whatever verbiage I have in there. And I just have it, I have it create a page and put the content in, but it doesn't actually make it live on the website, which gives me a chance to go over, look at it, make sure it's the way I want it, put up a graphic, and, you know, for most of the stuff that I do, the graphics are always the same. It's the red Mac to the Future graphic for the video, and it's the blue Mac to the Future for the audio, and I've created audio and video graphics for Guy's Daily Drive, so you can tell at a glance whether it's going to be a video link or an audio link. And then I post it from there, and it takes me almost no time at all from compared to what I used to have to do creating each post, even when it was copied from a previous one. So that's going to make posting to vertshark.com easier. Same thing with audio. I've got Podbean set up, which is the host for Guy's Daily Drive and Mac to the Future Audio, the podcast, both of which are in Guy's Daily Drive's RSS feed. So if you go to your podcast aggregator of choice, whoever it is that you get from, and you do a search for Guy's Daily Drive, you'll not only get Guy's Daily Drive, but you'll also get the Mac to the Future live cast, which I do in audio form. But I do every single Wednesday night at roughly around 8 p.m. with Warren Sklar and David Ginsberg, so don't miss that. So that works. That works. You know, it brings it in and allows me to control it a little bit more. It's not the automatic process that I was kind of looking for, but that's okay. You know, I mean, if I have to do a little bit of work, that's all right too. So that takes care of the podcasts. That takes care of Guy's Daily Drive and Mac to the Future. I may start posting the mymac.com video also over there. If, you know, the audio, of course, is done through the mymac.com website and RSS feeds, and that's exactly where it's going to stay. That's not moving anywhere. That's Tim's show. That's Tim Robertson's show. Gaz and I host it, and we've done it for 10, 11 years, but he still owns that show. And, you know, just because Gaz and I do it, it doesn't make it our property. And I've never, ever claimed that it was. And I never will. That's Tim's show. Now, moving on from that, one of the other ways I've been looking to automate has been through the two main sites that I plug for donations, which is, of course, Patreon and coffee.com. Well, there is no way to auto-load content from my website that I've been able to find to either Patreon or Coffee. I haven't tried it yet with PayPal, because I know you can host some stuff over there at PayPal as well. Not host it, but, you know, link to it. I haven't tried it going in that direction because I've mostly been concerned about the website, trying to do what I could with Patreon and Coffee. But neither one of those sites seem interested in making life a little easier for the people that that post content, which is part of the reason why I haven't put a whole lot up there recently. You know, I mean, everything, hold on a second, everything takes time. And the more time I have to spend juggling websites and content into different directions, the less time I have to make the content. And I want to make more content. And I want to do some special things for the people that support me by going over to Patreon or Coffee or PayPal. And I'll plug those later. But if those sites make it so that I can't more easily throw some posts in, then they're not going to get there. And, you know, it may get down to the point where I only put in some special content that I create for Patreons or people who contribute via Ko-fi, I guess, or PayPal. And I'll need to figure out a way to do that. So maybe, I don't know, you know, I was thinking of like a mailing list, but that's just a lot more work that is going to take time away from the other stuff that I want to do. So if anybody has a solution to my dilemma, or can suggest a way to more easily take the, you know, links to the content that I'm producing and put it up to where people who may or may not be interested in supporting me can find it, I would love to hear about it in all the various ways that we'll talk about in just a little bit. So, but I mean, honestly, that's kind of what I've been spending a lot of my free time on. Has been revamping the website, which for the most part, except for some tweaking, is done. Working out the best ways to push my content from YouTube and Podbean into that website, vertshark.com. And trying to figure out a way to post content in Patreon or coffee.com, including special content for people who help support me. And so far, there hasn't been solutions to some of it. Some of it has worked out really well. But, you know, I mean, life is a learning curve, so you take the good with the bad. And I think that is going to do it for today. Thank you all so very, very much for downloading, listening, or watching today's Guy's Daily Drive. I really appreciate the fact that you have taken time out of your day to watch my crazy shenanigans. Is greatly, greatly appreciated. If you would like to contact me, you can. Email address is guy@mymac.com. I have two Twitter accounts. Those are Vertshark, V-E-R-T-S-H-A-R-K, and Mac Parrot, all one word. Those are both over there on Twitter. VertShark.com is the website where you can find all this stuff. Patreon.com/MacParrot. Coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot. PayPal.me/MacParrot is how you can help support the things that I do. Anything that you would be willing to donate would be highly appreciated. Though you don't have to, because I'll keep doing this anyway. And that will do it for today. So thank you all so very, very much for joining me today. Again, I'm very grateful. And I will... Ooh, bumps. Ooh, I will see you all next time right here on Guy's Daily Drive.